This recording, Egypt 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by a reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection, but refraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow, with little or no green or blue. I was born in Switzerland in 1944, actually on the 4th of April 1944. It only happens 10 times a century or 11 times a century. Anyhow, I was back home in Egypt when my father was transferred in Egypt in 1945, and since then I lived in Cairo. It's very difficult to live in Cairo nowadays, but before that it was beautiful, really beautiful in the old days. Cairo was originally designed for 2 million persons. Now they have about 16 million persons. Imagine 16 million persons living in an area originally designed for 2 million persons. Anyhow, we're surviving, but it's getting worse and worse, worse and worse every day. We Egyptians, because we lived over here for a long time, we don't feel much the difference, because things are changing day by day. But when we think of the old days, then it's very difficult for us to continue living in the same city with this huge amount of people around us. Even the weather changed. We used to have beautiful greenery around us. We used to have rain. We used to have beautiful weather. Now it's tough. I mean, it's very hot every day. Even we don't have winters anymore. It's a long summer with the variation of temperature, but we don't have winter. We don't have even spring. It's all a long summer, 365 days of summer.